It is time now for Minnesota Reads on KUMD. Minnesota Reads here on the program is produced with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. First of all, let us check our phone lines, which are giving us absolute nightmares this morning. Chuck Dayton, are you there?
I am.
Wow, I love it when a plan comes together. The book we're talking about this morning is a wonderful new kids' book. And it's called Secrets of the Loon. The author is Laura Purdy Salas. Chuck Dayton is the photographer. And Chuck, I don't know if it's just, you know, this whole COVID thing and everybody's under a certain amount of stress and everybody's maybe a little more emotional than usual. But I opened this up. I looked at the photograph of the baby loon and I basically burst into tears. The photographs are real. Even if you're not the kind of person who bursts into tears on a regular basis, the photographs are really exquisite. Talk about these pictures. The first thing as an aspiring photographer, I wanted to know is, did this story come to you as a photographer and then you said, oh, this needs to be a book, or did the book come first before the photographs?
Actually, I began photographing on our little lake up near Ely, about 3 miles from the Canadian border, for a couple of years before the idea of the book came along. The loons are the most interesting thing around to take pictures of. You know, they're the state bird, and they're very beautiful and interesting creatures. And so I would go out in my kayak early in the morning and shoot pictures of the loons. And I got to thinking, what am I going to do with all these pictures? So I thought, let's try to do a children's book. And a local children's author, Concy Powell, helped me with writing the book and pulling the book together. And then I submitted it to the Minnesota Historical Society. And Shannon Pennington, the publisher, said, well, I love your photographs. The photographs are great, but your text is about fourth grade level. And after all, I've been an environmental lawyer all my life, and I've been writing for judges, not for kids.
Okay, so let me just take a moment and say, judges read at the fourth grade level?
Well,
I'm
about
just
six there.
Okay. But. Well, all right then. So we're not bad mouthing anybody.
No,
I couldn't resist, Chuck. It was too good an opportunity.
Yeah. So fortunately, the publisher knew this wonderful children's author, Laura Purdy Salas, who has published over 125 books for children about nature. And Laura came in and rewrote the story in beautiful poetry appropriate for the target age group, which is 3 to 7. And then, I mean, one of the things wrong with my text was that I tried to put too many facts into the text itself. But what we did with this book was to put the facts in the back. So I got to explain loon biology in the back of the book, without interfering with the flow of the poetry in the text that goes with the pictures.
What a wonderful idea, though, for kids as they get older, even when, you know, kids reach a certain age with reading, where this or that is a baby book, for example, you know, and they're very, you know, high and mighty about it, but they'll be able, as their reading skills and their comprehension increases, they'll be able to check out more about what's about from the back of the book and learn more about what's going on that isn't necessarily spelled out in the text of the book. What a great idea.
Well, I hope that's true. And we've also, in the back of the book, included a link to a site that has loon calls. So, I mean, I had hoped to put a little button in the back where you could play the loon calls, but that doesn't work. But you can go to a website, which is just loon.org, and hear the different kinds of loon calls. And they all have a separate meaning for the loons.
And that would be.
I could play some if you wanted to hear them.
That would be fascinating for kids in particular, even for a lot of adults. We've grown up hearing loon calls, but unless we're regular listeners up here to Laura Erickson's For the Birds, we haven't had the opportunity to find out what the different calls mean unless we've really kind of gone out of our way to search out that information. I'm really interested, Chuck, about your work as an environmental lawyer and your work as a conservationist. Do you feel that those things kind of went hand in hand, that you kind of couldn't be, well, you certainly couldn't maybe be an environmental lawyer without being passionate about the environment?
Well, there are environmental lawyers on both sides of the issues.
Very true.
Know. But I was fortunate to get excited. 50 years ago on Earth Day, my life was changed, and I left a practice with a big corporate law firm and went to work for a student-funded group called MPIRG, Minnesota Public Interest Research Group. And we got interested in the issues of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area, particularly starting with the issue of logging, because this was a wilderness area, but logging was still allowed. And motorboats were allowed to go every place, and snowmobiles were allowed to go every place. So we started a lawsuit in federal court to require an impact statement about logging. And we won the lawsuit, but the Forest Service kept logging, so we went to Congress. And after a long fight with the help from a lot of people, a bill was passed banning logging in the Boundary Waters and severely limiting the use of motorboats and eliminating the use of snowmobiles up there. So that experience, which was sort of my career environmental case, brought me in contact with the Northland, and I thought a lot about it. And then we have a cabin up there that my family has had since I was in high school. This will be the 63rd summer, I think, that I'm there. So this is where my soul lives, you know.
Well, the photographs absolutely reflect that. And one of the things that I think is marvelous, and I hope that some of these organizations are going to be able to continue to do long after we're out of these very special times, is there's going to be a Minnesota Historical Society Storytime video premiere for the book coming up on Monday, May 4th at 3 p.m., and that's going to be on the main Minnesota Historical Society's Facebook page. So that's going to be a wonderful opportunity for kids all over the state, well, kids anywhere, to take part in that story time and be able to enjoy the premiere of this book. And I certainly hope that when my copy arrives, I can get through it without weeping, because it really is beautiful. Chuck, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. And thank you for these wonderful, wonderful photographs. They're really exceptional.
Well, I'm delighted to get a chance to talk about it. Thank you.
Chuck Dayton this morning is a photographer, conservationist who photographed loon families for years in his small lake near Ely. Now it has become a beautifully written book for kids called Secrets of the Loon. Laura Perdee Salas is the author, Chuck Dayton, the photographer, and will, as I mentioned, get links set up to the virtual launch so folks can take part in that if they're interested on May 4th. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.